Yesterday we saw that the Rambam sheet is the Nezek Sarim Boishas, generally speaking, Nezek Sarim Boishas are a knas. And therefore, if he's Maida, then he's potter from Nezek and Sarim. And Boishas really ought to be potter also, but Boishas has separate considerations because they do itself as Mavayashim. But Akoponim, the Rambam sheet is Nezek Sarim Boishas are a knas, and if he's Maida, he's potter. So, we were Mavay yesterday. Yeah, the Magen Mishnah asks, why is it different than by Onisim of Fata, that we're Boishas of Gam is Momen? The Gemara says the first, that he is Chayev of his Maida. And Gam. The Ram says Chayev and Sar. So we remember yesterday that the Chi of Nezek by Chayvel Ba'alma, the Ram himself is Mavar explicitly, that the Chi of Nezek is a Kaifer L'Roshayevar. The Sikhu Kaifer L'Nefesh, the Tzeach of Alot Elokech, Kaifer L'Roshayevar. It's really what's been Gemara in Baba Kama. And the Ram takes that literally. The pshat in the Chi of Nezek is that he's royal lechasri ever. That's where Rambam learns the pasuk v'ayin tachas ayin. That the emes the Chi of is that he's, we should be lechasri him. Who's mechasri the other fellow in ayin? So we should be mechasri him in ayin. And the Chi of Nezek is a kofer for the ayin. That he would have been mechasri him. So that the Rambam called that's a knas. That's not a but the yisoide. It's a Chi of it's a kofer the Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam calls that a knas. And as dina knas, the moed of knas is potter. Oh yeah, they who had in Tzar and Boishas. Tzar and Boishas are also learned out from similar psukim. Tzar is learned out from a pasuk in Nezek itself. In that same pasuk of Ayin Tachas Ayin, we're Marbet Petzet Tachas Petzet Tzimiyutu, we're Marbet Tzar. And Boishas is learned out from the Katzoses Kapo, also a similar pasuk. It doesn't literally mean that we're Kaitzet the Kaf of the Mavayish, but it means we has to pay. But it's Roy that we should be the Kaitzet. He should have it should be the Katzoses Kapo. He's Roy that he should have that busha. So therefore these are chiyuve knas. So yesterday I asked, we didn't really go into it, I just touched on the question, which is that even granted that Nezek Tzar and Boishas are a kofer l'Rosh Hashanah, but why does that make it into a knas? After all, we have a parshan Torah of kofer. We have a different parashah in the Torah of Kofer by Shor Shehem Yisodom. Shor Shehem Yisodom, also there's a din of Kofer, Kofer Yushas Olav. And it's a Kofer for his nefesh, it's Pidyon Nafshay. And yet, the Gemara doesn't say anywhere that it's a knas. We have a machlokes if it's a mammon or if it's a kapor. The Gemara in that member of a kam has a famous machlokes. Comes in many places in Shas. If kufra kapor or kufra mamayna. Is it mammon or is it a kapor? But either way, doesn't say that it's a knas. And in fact, the Rambam paskens kufra kapor. The kofer by Shor Shehem Yisodom, kofer is a kapor. And yet the Rambam paskens in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perakeh that if he's moedi, he's chayiv. Because there's by a kapor, if you're moider in a kapor, you're chayv. And then Mr. Amos, the Gemara Mufreshes, the Gemara Babakam, at Alpha Mimpeis, says beferish that if kufa kapor, he do works. Because moider be kapor is chayv, like by a carbon. A person's moider is chayv a carbon. He brings a carbon, we don't say moider be kapor is potter. Moider be knas is potter, moider be kapor is not potter. So, Maishna, how come when it comes to the kaifer of an kaifer Yushas Olav, the kaifer of his nefesh? Shosh Ehem is he has to give Kofer Nafshoi. The Baal Ashur has to pay Kofer Nafshoi. So we say Kofer not synonymous with Knas. Kofer is Kofer, Knas is Knas. And but Moida be Kofer is Chayim. So even if we say that, even granted, as the Rambam says beferish, that Nezek, Ayin Tachazayin, is a Kofer, Atalukeach Kofer L'Rosh Eivarim. But Kofer is not synonymous with Knas. And that in order to be that if he's made, so he's made in a kofer, being made in a kofer, he's being made in a kofer, he's being made in a kofer. That should be a kapar, it should have a dinner made be kapar, not a made be knas. This we left outstanding. This question I mentioned briefly, and we didn't answer, and I haven't seen anybody who answers this question. So I want to suggest something. The Emes is the Magen Mishnah has another kash in the Ram. The Magen Mishnah asks the Ram, how can the Ram say that Tsar is a knas? Excuse me, that Nezek is a knas. The Nezek and Tsar are a knas. The The Gemara says in Baba Kama that Dalev Rav Aishia is minor Yud Gimel Ovas Nezikin. One of two of those Ovas Nezikin are Nezik and Sar. And the Gemara over there says Beferish, and that's Sugya Dalev and Beis. Hayam Adal. The Gemara says Beferish. The Rav Aishia is only minor. Is only counts things that are Mamayna, not things that are Knosa. The Mamayna Kamari, the Knosa like Kamari. It's a Gemara Mufareshis that Nezik and Sar are Mamayna, they're not Knosa. So this question of the Magen Mishnah is addressed by Rav Yitzchak Ponovizhe in Zecher Yitzchak Chelek Beis Simen Mem Zayin. He says a very big insight. He says as follows. Starts off as follows. There's a Rashi and Marcus Dafei. We had this Rashi this semester. Rashi and Marcus and Dafei, by the Gemara about Adam Zoymim were made in somebody that on Monday he was Tavach Humacher. Turns out they're Adam Zoymim, but he actually was Tavach Humacher the previous Friday. So the Gemara says they have to pay anyway, because he wasn't a Bar Chiyuva. By Mamad he's a Bar Chiyuva, but here he's not a Bar Chiyuva. The Gemara says the same thing by the Poshus. For Adam I made it, but somebody that it was that he killed somebody on Monday. And then it turns out that Adam Zayman is not true. The Adus was an Adus Sheker. But he did kill that person on Friday. So the Gemara says again, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. That at the time when the Adam were made, he wasn't yet a Bar Chiyuva. He was already a murderer, but he wasn't a Bar Chiyuva. And therefore the Adam have to pay. Mashenke my mom, by mom, and if it was a similar thing, my mom now. So what's the gather over there? So we talked a lot about Shita Sataisis. But Rashi over there says the reason why by Ketola, and by the reason why by Ketola he's not a Bar Chiyuva, says Rashi, because he boy Moidul Mifta. By there's a Gemara there about there's three cases in that Gemara. You have Harigo, he's a Red Seach, that's Ketola. He's Chayim Nisa. There's a Gemara about Knas, I think Gemara there talks about Knas, Tava Chomacha. And the Gemara talks about Mammon. So Mammon is a Bar Chiyuva. But by Ketola and by Knas, he's not a Bar Chiyuva. Zot Rashi, that both by Ketola and by Knas, the reason is because he boy Moidul Mifta. Had Taisus. Loisha Manami Olam. That by Ketola, that Ketola is a Knas, the Chiyuv Misa is a Knas, that we should say Moidul B'Knas Potter. Person comes to Basin and he says, I killed somebody. I did it. Breaks down on the stand. I did it. He's Moidul. So we don't find anywhere that he should be Potter. If afterwards made him come, we're not going to kill him because Moidul B'Knas Potter. Loisha Manami Olam. And therefore, Tosfos has different shot in that Gemara, which we talked about at the time. But Kaponim, Rashi has a sheet. Rashi says that by Chiyuv Misa, Moidul B'Knas Potter. You have a similar thing in Rashi in Zvochem Daf Ayin Aleph. Ayin Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about a Shor HaNirba. So the Shor is Chiyuv Misa. Somebody came. So Rashi over there says, it's more in the Gemara that if somebody was Moidul, that his Shor was Nirba. Or killed somebody, so also the shor has to get killed. Because if somebody was made that a shor deserves to get killed, because it was a shor, either it was a shor aravea, or it was a shor that was hamis adam. So Rashi says that he's pot that we don't kill the shor because made b'knas pot. So Tais says it's not ketola, that's not a knas. Knas is mammon. The din of made b'knas pot, the concept of knas is limited. Tais holds is limited to chiyuvei mammon. But Rashi seems to say that the concept of knas is not only by chiyuvei mammon, by knas of mammon, but the chiyuv misa of Beistin, of Mises Odom, and the chiyuv misa Sashar. All of these things go under the heading of tola, of knas, and they're covered by the rule of moedav knas pot. So Kama Taisa says we don't find anywhere in Shas that there should be such a thing that if you're moedav in a chiyuv tola that you're there for potter. That if Adam come later, we should say moedav knas pot. Moreover, Taisus asks from a Ferish Gemara. Taisus in Zochem asks from a Ferish Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud says, it's also over there about Hamis. So two Adam came and they were and two Adam were made that somebody was Reveya Ashar. One of the two Adam was the Bairam of the Shar. So the Gemara there's a Shiloh Adam Karvitz Lamalini. We don't say Adam Karvitz Lamalini. Lamaisa, the bottom line of that Gemara is the way Rashi and Taisus both understand the Gemara. Other Rishonim have a different Avon. But the Rashi and Taisus both understand the Gemara. That the Adus is miskabel and the shor gets killed. That Tais is why does the shor get killed? According to Rashi, we should say Moedah B'Knas Potter. The Maisa, he was Moedah, and he's one of the, without him, there's no Adam. So, and he's one of the, and he was a Maidu, so we should say, according to Rashi, we should say Maidu Bittas Batr. Says Abyssal that in that there's really two different halachas in Maidu Bittas. There's one halacha in Maidu Bittas that a person cannot be, that a person is not chayav knas al pi atzmai. I mean, if there are no edim, and the fellow comes and he's maida, so even though by moment we say hedah is balkan kamei edim dami, and you can be mechayav yourself with your hedah, but that's not true by knas. By knas, you can't be mechayav yourself al pi your hedah, and that's what got from the pasuk. That halacha, says Rabbi Sol, according to Rashi, is not limited to knasas of moment. Any chiyuv which is chal al yedei beisdin, so I'm listening to Rabbi Kregers for us in over there in Makkah, that there are chiyuvim that are chal al yedei beisdin. Any chiyuv that's chal al yedei beisdin goes into that pasuk of Asher Yashin Elihim. The Rabbi Yitzchak says the definition, at least according to Rashi, the definition of a Yashin Elihim, where the scope of Asher Yashin Elihim is any chiyuv that's Yashin Elihim that beisdin creates, and that's not only knasas of moment. It includes also chiyuv misa, misas adam, misas hashar. Those are all chiyuvim that based in makes. So those are called, in as far as that halacha is concerned, those are called knossos. It's not only a monetary concept. Those are knossos. We would call them einshim. Any einish is a in that sense is a knas. It's asher shinulim based in creates the chiyuv einish. And the person, and what Rashi basically is saying is that when Rashi calls that moed b'knas pata, he means that a person not mechayiv himself in an einish al pi atzmei. There's no hidos bald in an einshim. Then there's another halacha that if a person is moed b'knas, not only is he not able to mechayiv himself with his hidos, but his hidos patas him. That if even if Adam come later, he remains pata. That's grata learned out from a different pasuk entirely. That's learned out from Rav Kavan, Samach Dalat, I think. Learns it out from a different drasha. Yimotzi timotzi, yimotzi be'edim, timotzi v'dayonim. So there's a special drasha that might have been asked for achakach be'edim is potter. That already, since it's said in the parasha of Kefel, that's limited to chiyuv to knossos of moment. That's not a general halacha by all ancient. That's a din by knossos of moment. So the Rashi who says in Makas Dafei and the Rashi in Zvochim, Rashi says bechol mokim this loshon that moed the beknas is potter, and he says in regard to ancient. Rashi doesn't mean the din of himotzi timotzi, the din of moed beknas, the ptur of moed beknas. Avada Tosis is right. The ptur of moed beknas is limited to knossos of moment. There's no din moed beknas potter by you don't get a ptur if you moed that you were tzeich somebody. You don't get a ptur that if they don't come later, you're going to be off the hook. That's limited to knossos of moment. But the first halacha that a person is not mechayiv himself in einshim, a person that mechayiv in einish al pi atzmai. That Rashi learns that's a separate halacha. That's also learned that from the parsha of Moedah Bichnas of Asher Yashin Elihim. That's not limited to Knossos of Moment. That applies to all Einshim. Ein Odom Nenash Al Pi Hoidos Atzmai. That's how Bissel translates that Rashi over there in Makkos and the Rashi in Zvachim. The Emes is, Bissel doesn't bring it, but other Achayim bring that it's really a Mufurish Rashi in Yevomus, Gafayim and Beis. Rashi over there says, it's talking about the Gemara, so it's going on the Gemara, but in a Mason asks me Rosh, the person can't make himself a Pasul Eidus. If I come along and say I'm a Rosh, I'm Pasul Eidus, so we don't believe it. I remain Kosher Eidus. So Rashi over there says, in a Mason asks me Rosh. I says Rashi, what happened to Hidos Baldin Kame Eidim? Don't we have a rule Hidos Baldin Kame Eidim? So why can't I have a Hidos Baldin that I'm a Mechal Shabbos and I'm Pasul Eidus? So Dr. Rashi, Hadi milu le mamoino. Hidos baldin, that's only by mamon. Ava le knosso, u le oynish malkois, u li posa loy. So Rashi puts together, b'chod amachto, he puts together, that there's hidos baldin by mamon. But there's no hidos baldin, you cannot be mechayiv yourself. You're not mechayiv yourself in knas, and in malkus, and in psuleidus. The Pasul Eidus. It's a Beferish Rashi. He puts together Knas. He puts together Knossos and Malkus. And over there, Psul Eidus also. That all of these halachas that based in his Mechel on a person, Slate is not exactly an oinish, but it's halacha that based on his meichel on the person, Rashi says they all go under the same heading that Eidonim is chayav al piyatzma. It's beferish. This Rashi is really very strong. Siyuah Terebitzulit. That Shitas Rashi is that there's this new rule. Tais doesn't have this rule. There's a new rule that a person cannot be mechayav himself in oinish. Tais is chalak on the whole thing. Tais is the reason why there's no moida, there's no hidos baldin by chiyuvei misa. Tais says because you're a karev. You're a karev to yourself. So you can't be made on yourself. For misa, you need eidos. You can't be made on yourself that you're chayav misa. But Rashi says, no, that Rashi apparently holds that's not enough. Hidos baldin kimei eidim domi. There's a new principle that eidim is chayav, that's similar to, which applies by knas also. That ein odim is chayav al piyatzma. And since Rashi puts knas in the mix, Knas, we know there's a special din of Knas Potter. Apparently, Rashi holds that this is a general din, and that ties in exactly with Rashi and Marcus, Rashi Dasani, Rashi and Zvochim. So we have this thread running through all of these Rashis that there's a concept of Moedib Knas Potter that means, besides the specialized halacha that you have by Knossos and Moment, that there's a p'tur, that you get a new p'tur when you're Moedib Knas, even if Einim come later, and that's taka, a specialized din by Knossos and Moment. But there's a general halacha by all Einshim, that's this Rashi over here in Yavomis, Ferish. There's a general halacha by all Einshim, including Knas. Then Ein Olam is Chayav al Piyatzma. And that's called a Knas. Apparently, Rashi's terminology, Rashi calls that Moedib Knas. Rashi in Zvochim, Rashi in Makkos, calls that halacha Moedib Knas. Even though he's talking about Ketola, he's not talking about what we call Knas. We're influenced by Tosfos. We call a Knas only a Knas is a moment. Usually, the Knas is a Knas is a moment. But Rashi and Rashi's terminology, we'll see soon a mocha for this Rashi. But in Rashi's terminology, Knas could also mean any Einish. And Einish is also called a Knas in that sense that Einonim is Chayav al Piyatzma. Says there, Itzel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What? How does it help Rashi Makkos? Rashi Makkos is Rashi Makkos.
So he says, when Rashi says that he boy Moedul Mifter, what Rashi means is, comes out very similar to Rabbi Kregen, that since he's not Mischayev al Piyatzmai, so therefore Kozman, there was no Kozman, he wasn't a Gmaidin based, and he's not called the Bachiyulah. Yeah, the answer is it's Mamash Rabbi Kregen, comes out that Rashi's Mamash Rabbi Kregen. Maybe that's worth underscoring. Rabbi Tzul wants to learn a Pshat in Rashi and Makkos. So what is Rashi and Makkos saying? Rashi and Makkos says, again, the case over there in Makkos is, Adam came along and said that on Monday somebody was Ritzayach. Turns out they're Adam Zaymimim, on Monday the Adam weren't there, Bechal, but he really was a Ritzach on Friday. He killed the same person on Friday. So the Gemara says, not about you, it's Zot Rashi because he buy a Moedul Mifter. What does he mean, he buy a Moedul Mifter? If he'll be Moedul, he won't get a new Ptur of Achakach Bo Adam. It's just Adam is Chayav al Piyatzmi, so why does it make him not about you? Stom of the Havana is, I don't think Rabbi Tzul explicates this, but Stom of the Havana in that Rashi is, what Rabbi Tzul means to say is, that Rashi is learning a Pshat in the Gemara. That since Ein Olam is Chayav al Piyatzmai, so you see that the Chiyav of Knas is not a Chiyav Be'etzim, it's a Chiyav that based in creates, and that's why Ein Olam is Chayav al Piyatzmai. Because in Chiyuvim that based in creates, you need Asher Yashin Elohim and Veloshe Asher Yashatzmai. So that Rashi about Iboy Moedim Mifter, that's Rabbi Kreg in the Gilgin Ashatz, remember we talked about Arichos. That's Rabbi Kreg learns at the Gemara. Quaint is the Rashi learning the Gemara the same way. Anyway, right now our concern is not so much the gribbling around in the Gemara in Makkos, but we see this Yisoyed in Rashi that. That Knas has a secondary meaning of Einshim, and there's a rule, and Moedib Knas Potter has a secondary meaning, or another meaning besides Moedib Knas Potter, the halach of Moedib Knas Ve'achach Ve'edim. Moedib Knas Potter has another meaning that a person who's Moedin Einshim is Potter from that you're not Mischayiv in Einish Al Piyatzma. Says of Itzel. Again, I'm going to show you, Mitzvah Shem, that a mocker in the Gemara for this concept. So I have a mocker for it, which Mitzvah doesn't bring. But meanwhile, we'll just rely on Abyssal's, the way he learned up the Rashi. So Melis, Dr. Abyssal, that the Rambam, when the Rambam says that Nezek, Tzar, and Boishas are Knossos, and therefore if you moide in Nezek, you potter, the Rambam does not mean that it's a Knoss in the regular sense of Knossos of Momen. Not a knas like kefil or like chatzinezik. Kefil, chatzinezik, normally the definition of a knas is that he's mechay, is that he's mishalim, like the Gemara says, yosim masha izik, or pochas masha izik. By nezik, you pay masha izik. And tsar and boshas, you pay masha izik. It's not a knas, it's not a momentistic knas in that sense. What the Rambam means is that it's an einish. That nezek is an einish. What's the einish? Why is nezek an einish? Because it's he really should be like the Rambam says, royal chasreiver. It really should be ayin tachas ayin. The money that he pays is money as a kaifer for the ayin that he ought to be. We ought to be manishim. Avad if people mechasrim an ayin, that would be an einish. So when the Rambam says moed beknas poter, what the Rambam means, says Abyssal, is that he says hagol ba'atzmacho. Let's say the Torah didn't give him a kaifer. Let's say the Torah would have said ayin tachas ayin. There's no kaifer. Like sikhl kaifer l'rosh evarim either. You have to be mechasrim the ayin, and the guy would come and be moed. I poked out somebody's eye. So now we have to poke out his eye. So would he be chayav al tiyed also, or would you have to have eidim? So after this, so you have to have eidim, because that's the Rashi that if that a person that in an einshim you have to have a person that mischayav an einish al piatzme. That's Rashi learns it. That's part of the lucha moed b'knas poter, that a person that mischayav an einshim al piatzme, you would have to bring eidim. So now the Torah says, now that the Torah said he could give kofer for the ayin. But fundamentally, it's still an einish. If taking out his ayin is an einish, so the kaifer for taking out his ayin is also an einish. So meila, there's a halacha that einshim, a person that mischayev al piatzmi, and that's what the Rambam means when he says that he doesn't pay nezek al piatzmi because meida beknas poter. Doesn't mean the specialized halacha that you have by knosos a moment where you pshalim yosim mashe hizik or pochas mashe hizik. This is mashe hizik. He means that it's an einish. It's kaifer for the ayin, and mele. It's not odif than if it would be meida that we should be mechasir an ayin. That avada would be an einish, and you can't be mechayev an einish al piatzmi. Mele came out of chiddush din, which Rav Issel Taka holds, and other achanim also medayikus in the lashon of the Rambam, that when the Rambam says that you don't pay nesek al piatzmi because meida beknas poter, but if eidim came afterwards, we would be mechayev. He doesn't get a p'tur. The p'tur of Moed B'Knas, Moed B'Knas V'Achkach Moedim, that's only by regular Knossos, by Knossos of Mammon. That halacha does not necessarily apply over here. What the Rambam just means is that if there are no Edom, that means the Lashon of the Rambam is Lehoyu Shem Edom Klal. When the Rambam brings the halacha by Nezek, that is not Mishalim Al Piyatzmei, the Lashon of the Rambam is Lehoyu Shem Edom Klal. But he was Moed Chavalti B'So-and-so, so he doesn't pay because Moed B'Knas Potter. So the Rambam is Beferish talking about a case where there are no Edom. So it's not going to be Moed B'Knas V'Achakach Moedim. There are no Edom. Says the Rambam, Moed B'Knas Potter. He means, Rashi's Moed B'Knas Potter. He means that it's an Einish. It's the equivalent of being Mechasim and Ayin, and a person that Meschayim and Einish Al Piyatma, that's, in the Rambam's language, as in Rashi's language, that's called Moed B'Knas Potter. So the Bitzel affair, we have a Teretz Merubah for the Gemara B'Bab Kamet of Gimel. What was the Magen Mishnah? Magen Mishnah asked the Rambam, how can you tell me that Nezik is a Knas? Rav Eishi says in Dav Gimel, Rav Eishi is Moine Yud Gimel Oves Nezikin, and two of them is Nezik and Sar. And the Gemara says, Beferish, Bim Moine Kamari, Beknosel Kamari. So how can you say, how can the Rambam say that Nezik and Sar is a Knas? Says Rav Eishi, Poshut. That Gemara is talking about Knosses in the monetary sense. Knosses that are Yosim Masha Hizik, that are Pochas Masha Hizik, Knosses that have Aloha that Moide Beknas Yachach Beidim Bepotter, for example. As far as that's concerned, Nezik and Sar are not. In that sense, Nezik and Sar are not a Knas. Chatzin Nezik is a Knas. Tam Chatzin Nezik is a Knas. Kefil is a Knas. It's Yosim Masha Hizik, Pochas Masha Hizik. If you're Moide Beachach Beidim Bepotter, that's not true over here. Here, Nezik and Sar, you're Mashal Masha Hizik. And if you're Moide Beachach Beidim, a lot of Yechayev. So that's why Rashi counts it among the Ovis Nezikin. Because it's your Mashal Masha Hizik, in that sense, the Tashlumen are Tashlumen of Masha Hizik. So as far as the Tashlumen are concerned, it's Tashlumen that conform to the pattern of Mum and not of Knas. The Ram is just saying, but at the end of the day, it's an Einish, because it's a Kaifa L'Rosh Yevarim. And since it's an Einish, so therefore, if you might, and there are no Edom, ain't some Edom Klal, you can't be Mishayev Al Piyatzmai, because the person is not Nenish Al Piyatzmai. So they're not a steer to the Gemara at all.
So,
by
actual
kofar.
So,
yes.
How you're able to
be mechayev
yourself
for that? No, we're not up to that yet. We're not addressing that. We're not up to yet. This is all. It's just act one. Yeah.
Wasn't the
Rambam
when they say that there's no other Edom there because the old
Zephosis
is still a
Nas
and still you're able to be
mechayev after? Yeah, could be. And that's not Mukhut, but it happens to be the Rambam's case is a case of Ancient Edom. So, Bitzel wants to say that in the Chanami, if Edom would come later, if there would be Edom that came later, he wouldn't be Potter. Because it's not. And that's how he answered the Gemara in the Gemara Daf Gimel. Again, the Ram says if you're Moedi, you're Chayim on Beishas.
That's only because you're being Mavai Hashem right there, because there's right. No one else who saw it until you did.
Right.
But if now, if they were Edom before, then if you're Moedi, you'd also be called to Kaboshas, so you're not being Mavai Hashem in front of Beis.
No, I don't think it's different around. If there were Edom before, that you're Chayim on Beishas, that you'll be Potter from Beishas. That's not, I don't know that that's, I don't think that's something different around. Ram says, "Ein shem einum klal." So you're not mischayev al piatzma, you're nezek and sar, but you are mischayev al piatzma b'ishus. If anything, the diak is that if there were eidim, the diak's not much. There's no diak is not much anyway. Because also the Ram has another halacha that the Ram is busy with, which we haven't talked about at all, and I'm not holding it. Which is that if you have eidim that they went into the house together, and when one guy came out, like all battered, and, you know, and shattered, but nobody actually saw him beat him up, so then we're also mechayev him. So that's the ancient einum is also busy with that halacha. You know, if there were Edom that they were closeted together, and then he was Nizik, so then he would be Mischayev. There's no smoking gun on the Rambam that this is true. Mitchell just happens to say, Lefi, the way he wants to set up the Rambam, so it comes out that the Rambam is specifically talking about that kind of case that he happens to be talking about of Ein Shem Edom. But if there would be Edom, he wouldn't have the din of Moedi B'Knas Potter. But this is primarily not coming to answer any Diyukim in the Rambam, he's coming to answer the Gemara B'Kama that says Beferish that Nezik and Sarah are Momin and the Naknas. So how can the Ram say that the Knas? So Dr. Witzel is talking about Knas in a different sense. The Gemara is talking about Knas in the sense that is it a Tashlum in the Masha Hizik, or is it a Tashlum in the Yosef Masha Hizik, or Pochus Masha Hizik? Nafkimin, if Moedib Knas Racha Kabayin, and this is Chayav Apotter. The Ram is not talking about that. The Ram is using Knas in a different sense. The Ram is using Knas in the sense that Rashi uses it in Makkas and in Zvochim. That Knas, Rashi talks about Ketola as being Knas. Here it means Oinish. Knas to me has a sense of an Oinish, that a person that was Chayav Oinish and Alpiyatzme. And that's what the Ram, that's exactly what the Ram is saying. Adkan from Abyssal. So the service upon which ends. Moving along. I want to bring a riot to Abyssal from a Gemara, from a Rashi. And we'll see. This Gemara, I think, is very, very important for our whole discussion. And I think this Gemara is also going to be the clue to the Pshat and the Rama. To the nature of the Kaifer of the Kaifer Shevar. The Gemara is like this. Gemara is a machlekes tanoim. If a tam killed a person, a short tam killed a person, do you pay chatzi kaifa? Like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. If a short amuad kills a person, then you have to pay kaifa. Kaifa yishas solo. But if a short tam killed a person, so that's machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds that he does not pay chatzi kaifa, and Rabbi Akiva says. No, I'm sorry. Rabbi Elazar says he's potter from chatzi kaifer. Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Elazar, I said it wrong. Rabbi Elazar says there's a pasuk u'bala shar noki noki mechatzi kaifer. There's a gzeres akosuv that he's potter from chatzi kaifer. So Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Elazar, why do you need a gzeres akosuv? There's never a case. You could never have a case of chatzi kaifer, because the halacha is that a short time. Only pays chatzin ezik, but he pays chatzin ezik migufa. You have to collect the chatzin ezik from the guf of the shor. If the shor is less valuable, the shor hamazik is less valuable than the chatzin ezik, then you don't have to pay the remainder. By a shor shehemis, the shor itself is chaymis. You have to show yisokel. Therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, how could you have a case of chatzin kaifer? Where are you going to take the chatzin kaifer from? Chatzin kaifer is by analogy to chatzin ezik. Chatzin ezik is only migufa shor. By Shor Shehemis, the Shor gets killed, the Shor is, and it's also by not. So you can never have a case. I don't need a Gzeres HaKosel to tell me there's no Kli of Chatzi Kaifer. There can never be a case of Chatzi Kaifer, because where are you going to take it from? The Shor itself is also by not. That's where the Kiva's time on Rebbe Elazar. So Rebbe Elazar answers back, and he says, no, you could have a case where the Shor was Hemis HaSa'odom. Alpi et echod or alpi bail, alpi dos baldin. So we're not going to kill the shor. We're not going to kill the shor because without edim, we're not going to kill the shor alpi edo asoi. Let's talk about dos baldin. We're not going to kill the shor alpi edo asoi. According to Rashi, because maybe the class potter. That's the Rashi in the Zvachim. That is katola. According to Tosis, because you're a karev, it's unkarev, it's the last way, so there's no edus, and for mom you need edus. Kachikach, we're not going to kill the shor, you need edim to kill the shor. Again, according to Tosis, you need edim to kill the shor, because there's a dovashim and mom and you need edim, and the person can't be one of those edim because he's a karev, it's a karev, it's a minor. And according to Rashi, you're not going to kill the Shoral Piyadosa for a different reason, because that's an Einish. That's the Rashi in Zohar, it's an Einish. And Rashi also says, Einishim Einim is Chayiv Einishim al Piyatzma. But there's no Chayiv Haidosa, you don't kill the Shoral Piyadosa. And therefore, the Shor is not going to be Osir Banoah. And I would have said, so in that case, maybe he has to pay Chatzi Kaifer from Gufa Shol HaShor. So I need a poster to tell me that there's no Chayiv Chatzi Kaifer. Frek the Gemara, but if he's Maida, so why is he chayiv Maida beknasel? Why is he chayiv? Why would I think he's chayiv kaifer if he's Maida? Al piyad osi. You want him in chayiv kaifer al piyad osi? He's a Maida beknas. So Gemara answers kasover kufr kapara. That the Gemara hears that Rabbi Lezer holds kufr kapara, and mainly he could be chayiv al piyatzma. And that's the Rambam in the Hilchos Sanhedrin, that you could be chayiv, you chayiv kaifer by Shor Shemizon, and you chayiv kaifer al piyatzma. This is the source for the halacha that a person's chayiv kaifer al piyatzma. So the Gemara is shel at first glance. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara had a havamina that kofer is a knas. The Gemara says, how could you be chayiv kofer, chatzi kofer al piyatzma, it's not a knas? The Gemara answers, kufr kapar. Where did we ever see a kofer is a knas? We have a chaykes of kufr mamayna or kufr kapar. It's either kapar or it's a mamon. They said it should be at least a lot of them, but it's a knas. So Taisus learns, Pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't mean the Kaifer in general is a Knas. The Gemara means that Chatzi Kaifer would be a Knas. If there would be such a thing as Chatzi Kaifer, it would be a Knas, by analogy to Chatzi Nezik. Chatzi Nezik is a Knas. So if there would be such a thing as Chatzi Kaifer, Rabbi Lezer has a point that there isn't, but if there would be such a thing as Chatzi Kaifer, it would also be a Knas, the Gemara thinks. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. What do you need a Pasuk to tell me that in a case where he's Moedah, there's no Chiyav Chatzi Kaifer, even if there would be a Chiyav Chatzi Kaifer, it would be a Knas, and Moedah be Knas Potter? And the Gemara answers, no, Chatzi Kaifer would have been Kapar. Kasova kufra kapara, meaning I would have thought that chatzi kaifer is also kapara, and therefore moedah bekapara is chayiv. That's what Tosfos learns the Gemara. But Rashi doesn't learn the way. Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Zok Rashi kasova kufra kapara. No, I'm sorry. Before that, moedah beknas. Zok Rashi moedah beknas poter. V'chi hechi de mifter miktola mifter nami mikaifer. Just like somebody who's moedah is poter for miso, or the shor is poter for miso. You're talking about the shor. Just like the shor is poter for miso. So the shor is potter also from knas. Actually, not sure where I should. The chor poshan rashi, the kechel mifta miktolim is the shor. Just like the shor is potter from miso, like the Mar said before, so he's also potter from knas. He's also potter from kaifer. So very shor the rashi. What do you mean? Rashi seems to learn. If Rashi's learning the Gemara, that Gemara means here that it's a knas in the regular sense of, like Tosfos understood, of Chatzi Nezek. So what does Rashi need the analogy? Just like he's potter, just like the Shor is potter from Misa, so you're also potter from Kaifer. The Shor is potter from Misa, that's good to say, Einish, Einim is Chayv al-Priyatzma. Chatzi Kaifer over here, we're being down that is Knas, that's a regular Knas, that's a much stronger loch. Moedim Knas potter. Moedim Knas potter, even if a Chakach Moedim. The din that a Moedim in a Knas of Moedim is potter is stronger than the din that if a person is moited, that the shor is maimis, that the shor is potter for miso. It has even halacha moitim knas v'achach moitim is potter. And moreover, maybe I just, or even without that, Rashi needs to tell me an analogy, you know, to show me why moitim knas is potter. That's until we know throughout Shas moitim knas potter. Everybody knows moitim knas potter. Rashi, if the pshat in Gemara was simply the way Tosfos learns, that chatzi kaifer is a knas, the way chatzi nezek is a knas. And therefore, how can you say that he's chayiv moedah beknas poter? So Rashi should explain that chatzi kaifer over here is a knas, and moedah beknas poter, everybody knows moedah beknas poter. Rashi has to like somehow explain to me that, you know, over here it's a knas, and just like he's poter from miso, so he's poter from knas as well. I think the pshat and the Rashi. Pshat and Rashi here. Rashi's not learning like Tosis. Tosis learns that when the Gemara says it's a knas, the Gemara means because it's a chatzi. Like the Hadgosh over here is that here it's a chatzi kofer. Regular kofer, of course, not a knas. But chatzi kofer, like so chatzi nezik is a knas, so chatzi kofer is a knas. Emerson Rashi, there's no zecher over here to that idea that because it's a chatzi, therefore it's a knas. Rashi should, if Rashi meant that, he should explain that. But the Gemara needs an explanation. Why is it called the Moedim Knas? Rashi should explain, since it's only a chatzi kofer, it's a knas. Rashi doesn't say that. Instead, Rashi says just gehech the miftim miktol and miftim nami miknosel. Excuse me, gehech the miftim miktol and miftim nami mikayfer. Ike chosim and a sefer. I should explain. It's a chatzi, and a chatzi is a knas. And again, like I said before, Bachal doesn't need an analogy. What's gehech the miftim miktol? If already it's a knas, everybody knows ma'ariv knas potter. Rashi doesn't need a hasbara. Just like you potter from mises hashar, so he's potter from the kayfer. I think the pshat is that Rashi. I think Rashi is shatling Gemara differently. Rashi is shatling Gemara like this: that the Gemara is assuming that kofer is taka kapar. What does it mean? It's a kapar. It's a kapar. You ought to be chayiv misa, and it's a kapar. So I think Rashi is shatling Gemara. That the Gemara held that a kapar is also a knas, meaning it's an einish. What is this kofer over here? It's pidyon nafshei. We really ought to kill the Bailam. Instead of killing the Bailam, so he has to pay a kofer, and he has to pay mama. So the Gemara's svara is the mashal, like the way it's very similar to Rabbi Yitzchak. What did Rabbi Yitzchak say? Rabbi Yitzchak said that the kofer for Rashi Yevarim is an einish, because the Rashi Yevarim themselves will be an einish. If you would poke out his eye, that would be an einish. That we understand. And Eimon was chayav einish off the atzma. So if you have to pay kofer for his, if you have to pay kofer for the Rashi Yevarim, that's also an einish. That's the way to learn the Rama. I think Rashi is learning the Gemara al derech zeh, that the kofer of chatzinezer kofer, the kofer of shor she'emes adam, it's a kofer. What's a kofer? It means it's key. We want to kill a person. Instead, he has to pay kofer. That's an einish. And ein adam is chayev einish al piatzma. That's the Rashi in Yevamos, the Rashi in Zvachim, the Rashi in Makkos, that there's a general din, not only by Knossos of Mammon, the general din that a person does not have Einshim al Piatzman. So therefore, Zokter Rashi, Ki hechi de mifta miktola, mifta nami mikofer. It's interesting, Rashi in the Hasbara doesn't even say the word Knas. The Gemara, the Dibra Maskel is Maid of a Knas. And Rashi says, Ki hechi de mifta miktola, mifta nami mikofer. I think the Hasbara in Rashi is just like, he don't kill the Shor al Piatzman. Why don't he kill the Shor al Piatzman? So Shitas Rashi is, that's the Rashi in Zvachim. Shitas Rashi is, why didn't he kill the Shor al Piatzma? Because he's made in the Knas. Rashi calls that made in the Knas, meaning he's made in an Einish. To be made in an Einish, ain't on him is Chayiv Einish al Piatzma. Says Rashi, so the Gemara's Kasha was, this is also an Einish. The Kaifer is also an Einish. So just like he's Potter from Ktola, just like you don't kill the Shor al Piatzma, because you're not manish a person al Piatzma. So who Adin, we're not going to give him Kaifer al Piatzma. Because the kofer is also an einish. It's the einish of that he ought to be killed. It's not the generalized din of knas of chatzinezek and of kefil. This is kuf kofer. Nobody says kufer knasa in that sense. Kufer is either mamayin or it's kapara. So the Gemara is wrong now. It is kapara, but the Gemara understood that the kapara is because it's an einish. The einish gives him a kapara. Moshul chivim made misses based. It's also kapara. Right, call him a Muslim and misvadim because the Mises based on his mechaper. So the Gemara understood, of course it's a kapara. We're going kufa kapara. But the kapara einish. The kapara comes from the einish. We're manishim that he has to give pidyon asher. So einonim is chayiv al piatzma. Just like a person, you know, don't kill the shor al piatzma because that's an einish. And just like the person himself is not merig al piatzma, that's the Rashi in Makkos. So one Rashi, all these Rashis, Rashi in Makkos, Rashi in Zvochim, Rashi in Yevamos Chafei, Rashi over here in Baba Kama and Mamalef. It's all one nigun in Rashi that an einish is also called a knas, and einonim is chayiv einish al piatzmai, and that's how Rashi reads that into this Gemara. It's kavalik. Now I have a Gemara that uses this nomenclature of Rashi that an einish is called a knas. Now I have a Gemara for it. The Gemara calls it moedav a knas. That kofer is a moedav a knas. Why is it a moedav a knas? So again, Tosis is nitchak that it means because it's a chatzi. Because the Gemara doesn't have any chatzi kofer. So chatzi kofer of course not a knas, but chatzi kofer would be a knas. There's no remnant of that in Rashi. No, the Gemara, Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara have every kofer is a knas, because every kofer is an einish. It's pidyon nafshi. It's an einish, and an einish is also called a knas. And that's the Hasbara in Rashi. Rashi can't just say Moida b'knas potter. Moida b'knas potter, we know by Chatzinesik, by Kefil. Rashi can't just say the words Moida b'knas potter. Rashi has to give me a whole asbara that it's not only by Knossos of Mammon, but it's by all Einshim. Ki hechi de mifta miktolo, just like you don't kill the shor. And Rashi shita, it's Mamash Rashi shitosi. Why don't you kill the shor? Because Moida b'knas potter. That's the Rashi in Zvachim. That why don't you kill the shor? Because Moida b'knas potter. So Rashi over here says, ki hechi de mifta miktolo, just like you don't kill the shor. Because Moida b'knas potter. Read. That moide ba'oinishim einam is chayiv oinish al piyatzmoi. So achinami, he doesn't get kaifer because kaifer is also an oinish. The kaporish is because it's an oinish. It's pidyon asher. So that's the Gemara's kashin. Moide b'knasu. How can he pay al piyatzmoi? So what's the Gemara's teretz? Kasava kufra kapora. The Gemara's teretz is that no, the kaifer of shor shehem is odom is not an oinish at all. It's only a kapor. Remember, they have me the thought the kapara comes from the einish. It's basically an einish. The einish gives him a kapara, like Mrs. Basin gives him a kapara. Malchus gives him a kapara. B'nikla chichol einecho. Kevin shelok areu ki achicho. Here it's not the way. The word is having me was here's the same thing. It's fundamentally an einish. So it's moide. That's what the word calls moide b'knas. The word is having me was that shor she'em is adam. The kaifer that he pays is fundamentally an einish. And again, it's a meridika thing. According to Rashi, here we have for the first time in Gemara that uses the word knas when it means an einish. Some okay for all these rashes. So we're to have him, you know, that kaifer is a knas, meaning that it's an oinish. And kihechi the mifter miktola mifter nami mi kaifer. Just like the misa shor is potter from, because that's an oinish, so he's potter also from the kaifer. And the Gemara's answer is no kasalu kufa kapara, that by shor she'em is sodom, you don't need an oinish, there's no oinish at all. It's only a kapara, it's like carbon, not an oinish. It's a kapara, it's not an oinish. Person means a carbon chatz, not an oinish. You don't say Moedah B'knas Potter. It's only a Kapar. So the Moedah is Mechadish that by Shayfish, by Shor, Shehem is Odom, he doesn't need an Einish. He needs a Kapara, but he doesn't need an Einish. So Mela, there's no din of Einim Mishayev al Piyatzma. That's the Shavuma. If that's the case, so I think this is the Teretz now for the Ram. We start off with the Kash and the Ram. The Ram has this, the Ram's whole sheet is that Nezik is a Knas. Nezik is a knas, and we explain the Rams l'shitosoi. Rav Issel explained the Rams l'shitosoi. Nezik is a knas that really means it's an einish. That's how Rav Issel explains the Ram. Nezik is a knas. It means that it's an einish. Rav used the word knas. Says Rav Issel, he means einish. That's why it's not shared from the Gemara in the Baba Kama Dav Gimel, where the Gemara says that it's from the Yib Gimel Ovis Nizok and Ayv Knosel Lekamari. So it doesn't mean because it's not a knas in that sense. It's mashahizik. It's not a knas. It's not less than mashahizik. Yosim mashahizik. It's tashlumi nezik, not tashlumi knas. But it's an einish. And why is it an einish? So I'll still explain. Because it's a kai for the Rosh Hashanah. The Ram l'shitasa, it's a kai for the Rosh Hashanah. And since it's an einish, so you can't be a chayav al pi hadasa. The question we had was, but by shor she'em is odom, it's also a kai for. And there we say that it is chayav al pi hadasa. So what's the difference? That was the question that we had to make. How come by the whole shita saramam is that nezek and sar and boishes, it's a kai for the Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Moide B'knas Potter. But Shor She'em is Adam, he also pays Kaifer. Pidyon Nafshoi. And there, the Gemara says the Pharisee that if he's Moide, he's Chayiv. He is Mishayiv Al Pi Adosin. The Ram passing the Sanhedrin is Chayiv Al Pi Adosin. So Maishna, you see, Kaifer is not Einish. The Teretz says, but you see by Shor She'em is Adam itself that the Gemara had a Havamina that it is a Knas, meaning an Einish. And that if you're Moide, you're Potter. And Rashi explains for us. Because the Gemara thought that Shor She'em is Odom is an Einish. Of course, it gets a Kapara from it. But fundamentally, it's an Einish. It's Pidyon Asher. He ought to be killed. It's an Einish. From the Einish comes a Kapara. And the Gemara had a Havamina, therefore, that if he's Moide, he's Chayiv. I mean, so we assume that if he's Moide, he's Potter. Because Moide b'knas Potter. So you see, even by Shor She'em is Odom, the Gemara l'chatchila thought that it ought to be considered an Einish. And if he's Moide, he should be Potter. Because Einim is Chayiv Einish Al Piyatzmi. And the Gemara calls that Moide B'Knas. The language of the Gemara is Moide B'Knas. But in Rashi's world, that means that Einim is Chayiv Einish Al Piyatzmi. So the Gemara answers that by Shor She'em is Odom, it's not an Einish. It's only a Kapar. Says the Rambam, that's by Shor She'em is Odom. It's not so bad. He didn't do anything. The Shor did something. He didn't lock the door. The Shor did it. But that's not a. But where he did it himself, he poked somebody's eye at himself. And it's Roy L'chasri Ever. Ayin Tachas Ayin means to the Rambam that it's Roy L'chasri Ever. So that already, we have no warrant to say that maybe that is an Einish. After all, that's more Chomer. for what Ishar did, even the Gemara having me that even for what Ishar did, he needs an Einish. And therefore, he has the Nemayt of Knas Batim, what the Gemara calls. So the Gemara's answer over there is Kamash. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. By Shor Shem Yisodom, it's not an Einish. But even there, the Gemara having me that it is an Einish. So it's a Chiddush. The Gemara is Mechadish. That by Shor Shem Yisodom, he doesn't need an Einish. It's not as if he really was going to get killed. And he needs a Kapara. You know, he has to wash his. He didn't watch the Shor. He needs a Kapara. But by Odom Hamazik, there it's like the Havamina by Shor. There almost there it remains like the Havamina Shor. That there's Takan Einish. And therefore, there it's Takan Einish. It's a Kapara too, but it's a Kapara. But the Kapara comes out of the Einish. And therefore, the Rambam Paskins that should. It's not a steer to this Gemara. Faket. The problem was that we need a model. You know, the whole Rambam that is, the Rambam calls Knas, calls Nezek, Sarah Boishes, calls it Moedib Knas, calls it a Knas and a Moedib Knas Balter. What's the model? Why? Because it's a Kaifer. It's Kaifer L'Rosh Yevar. That's a Mitzel. It's Kaifer L'Rosh Yevar. The question was, but what's the paradigm? We have one, the only paradigm for Kaifer that we have in the Gemara is Shor She'em Yisodem. That we know is a Kaifer. That the Gemara calls a Kaifer. And there the Gemara says, Beferish, that it's not a Knas. So where did the Rambam get this notion that something could be a Kaifer and it could be an Einish? The answer is no, but you see the Gemara itself, that the Gemara thought to Shor, the Gemara to have Mina that Shor She'em Yisodem is Taka Knas. And not like Tosis because it's a Chatzi, because the Gemara is talking about a Chatzi Kaifer. But Be'etzim Lord having me that Kaifer is a Knas. Rashi Mashman, Be'etzim Lord having me that Kaifer is a Knas. Because the Gemara thought that Kaifer is an Einish. Why is it an Einish? Because Ke'echi de Mikdim Nifter Mikdolim, if they're not me Kaifer. Because it's like killing the Shor, it's an Einish. So once we see that the Gemara, even by Shor Shem, is all the matter having me that it's an Einish. And then the Gemara says, Mechadish, the member of Rebbe Lezer, that no, there is not an Einish, it's only a Kapara. So Rambam says, okay, you know, Dayenu with the Gemara by Shor Shem is Lodim, that it's not an Einish. But by Odom HaMazik, Mechatesa, there I could hear more that he does, that he needs an Einish, because he himself was Mazik, he was Chayvul B'Chaveri, he was over a lav. There about it's more Mestaber, he doesn't need an Einish. There already it's Mestaber that the Kaifer of Rosh Yevarim, the Kaifer of Odom HaMazik, is like the Havmin of the Gemara by the Kaifer of Shor Shem is Lodim. That it's not merely a kapara, but there it's taka together einish, and says the Rambam moedib knas potter, and the lashon of the Rambam moedib knas potter, Rabbi Yitzchak says it means moedib einish is potter. So how come the Rambam calls it a knas? Because it's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is moedib knas potter in the havminu by Shor She'em Yisodem. The Rambam uses that exact same lashon for Odom HaMazik, because the Rambam holds that Odom HaMazik is also a kaifer, and it's like the havminu. It's like the kaifer of the Gemara's havminu in Baba Kama in the mouth, and not like the kaifer of the. It's like the Gemara's Havamin by Shor She'em Yisodem, that it's an Einish, it's a Knas / Einish, rather than just being a Kapara Baal. It's already a whole. I think it gives the Ram now. It's much more rooted in the Gemara. You know, the Ram has this Mechudish Degashita that Nezek Tsar Boishes. But primarily, we're talking about Nezek, that it's a knas. And it's like comes, we read the Rambam, and it's like from left field. Knas, where is it anywhere in Gemara that Nezek is a knas? No, besides that, it's against a lot of Gemaras. Gemara Daf Gimel and Daf Talit and Baba Kama and the Mishnah and all these questions that we're trying to answer that we've been answering for the Rambam. But Tom, where did the Rambam get this whole notion? Where did the Rambam? What's the source for the Rambam? I mean, maybe I'm sure the Rambam has other sources, but where's the source of the probably, but where's the Rambam? Where's this Rambam coming from that he calls Nezek a Knas? As far as we know, the other Shem don't hold this way. As far as we know, there's Nezek never called the Gemara a Knas. We have Kimat Mokka for the Rambam because we have a Gemara that says Beferish that Nezek is called Kaifer L'Rosh Yevar. That Rambam, but lo sikol kaifel nefesh etzeach, aval atolakeach kaifel rosh evarim. That's a gemara. That's a lashon. It's a brisling gemara quotes. I forget everything. The Baba Kama gemara quotes that brisling. The rest of Taylor bring lo sikol kaifel nefesh etzeach, aval atolakeach kaifel rosh evarim. So that's a perishing gemara. That Nezek is called kaifel rosh evarim. Now I have a gemara that says that by Shor She'em Yisodem, which is certainly a kaifer, and kaifer yushas olav. The Gemara's initial assumption was that's a knas and might have been knas potter. So the Gemara is mechadish that it's not kasova kufa kapar that Shor She'em Yisodem is not a knas. meaning it's not an einish. But that's a chiddush by Shor Sheimis Hodim, that the person himself doesn't get an einish because he's not culpable for what a shor did. But by nezik, which is a, by odam amazik, which is also a kaifer, and it's a kaifer of something that he did. It's a kaifer the Rosh Hevarim. So there, presumably, we have no presumably. It will be like the Gemara is having in the Daf Memalek. That is taka knas, and therefore the Rambam says that in the Chanami that nezek is a knas. It's a kaifer the Rosh Hevarim, and it's a kaifer the Rosh Hevarim. It's a kaifer not for what his shor did, but it's a kaifer what he did himself. So if he maybe doesn't need an einish for what his shor did, but he needs an einish for what he did himself. That's the Shita Sarab, and that Shor Sheimis Adam is a, that Nesek rather is an Einish. It's a Kaifel Rosh Hevarim, and a Kaifel Rosh Hevarim is a Knas, but the Gemara calls Maidah a Knas. Yeah, Kalma, we said yesterday, by Einish and Mufata, there we see that it's not a Knas, that if he's Maidah is Chayim. That's how we said yesterday, because that's not an Einish. The Boshes of Kam and Narim Rosh are not an Einish, that's only a Tashlumen. It doesn't come from the Parsha of Ayin Tachas Ayin, it comes from a different Parsha entirely. Comes from the parasha of Tachas Asherino. That the Kanas is Tachas Asherino, but there's other Tachas for the other things he did there. That's a Tashlumin of Tachas. That there's Taka Bateris Tashlumin, not Bateris Einish. It's Taka Choluk. Yeah, just one last Ha'or in the Rambam, then we'll move on to other things tomorrow, I guess. But one last Tahar in the Ramam. Just where's the Ramam? Chabalos. Ari Ben White asked me yesterday. It's not a good question. It's not a question really on me. It's a question. It's a question on the Ramam himself. The Ramam says in Perek Aleph of Chayvul Mazik, the Ramam brings the sources for Nezek. And for Tsar and for Shevis, all these chiyuvim, where do they come from in the Torah? So the Rama says, where do we know that a mazik pays for as a separate tashlumin of Tsar? The Rama says the mocha for Tsar by all tashlumin is from the fact that it says tachas esherino by oinus. Now, the Magnus already asked in the Rambam that the Rambam is shver, technically the Rambam is shver, in terms of, you know, these are not the sources that the Gemara gives. The Gemara learns that Tsar from Petzah Tachas Petzah. So Ribui that is Chayef Tsar, that is Chayef Tsar, not from Tachas Hashe'ino. That's number one. Number two, we asked the Magnus, Tachas Hashe'ino, even by Oynes, doesn't mean Tsar. Tachas Hashe'ino means Kras. That's the Gemara More later on, daf mem, where the Gemara says, "How do you know taka boishes ukam?" And Tsar, so the Gemara says, "Because it says tachas asherino, the knas is only tachas asherino, but apparently he has to pay other things for other things that he did to her, namely boishes ukam and so on." So she tachas asherino does not mean Tsar, even though ino is lashon of Tsar, but tachas asherino means the knas. The Rambam quotes the kilu, it's a pasuk about Tsar. So that's stam strange in the Rambam, and others say the Rambam is darkish. The Rambam. That he brings drushes that are not in the Gemara that are carved l'pshuta shel mikra. Okay, fine. So we'll live with that. The Rambam has made up his own drushes over here. But the Pella HaGadol is the Rambam is giving me a source for Tsar of Nezek from Tsar of Einus. How can the source for Tsar of Nezek be Tsar of Einus on any level, even on pshuta shel mikra level, when it's two different worlds? The Tsar of Nezek, the Tsar of Chavolos. That's a knas. The Rambam says a beferish. If he's meida chavalti v'plaini, he's potter from nezek. He's potter from tsar because meida b'knas potter. On the other end, the tsar of oinus is mammon. The Rambam says a beferish. If a person is meida anastis b'tis shul plaini, then he has to pay tsar al piatzmi. Apparently, the tsar of oinus is mammon. It's not a knas. So we said the whole hezbo why that's so, because this comes from the parsha of Ayatachasayin, and it's Kaifel Rosh Yevarim, and by Narim Rosh you don't have Kaifel Rosh Yevarim, because what are you making into a bula? It comes from a different parsha. It comes from the parsha of Tachas, come all of yesterday's shir. Maybe there's other hezbeirim. It's not a kashal on yesterday's shir. It's mefurish in the Rambam. That much is mefurish in the Rambam, that the tsar of Chavolos is Mammon. It's Knas rather. And the tsar of Einus Umafat is Mammon. So whatever the Hezber is, whether it's the Hezber we said yesterday, whether there's other Hezber, whatever it is, but it's two different worlds. This is Knas and this is Mammon. How can the Rambam source the concept of Tsar by Chavolos from the Pasuk of Tachas Hashino that says by Einus? how to do that. Yeah.
The Rambam in Sanhedrin, in Perkei,
yeah,
he has a notion that he says that Roshes, Pegam, and Kofar, he groups them all together as examples of things that even though you're Meshama of the Atzmaut, you don't judge them in the Kofars.
Because they're not Shkiach, I think, no? After, I think it says an Ashkiach. Any other reason? I think just with an Ashkiach. Maybe we'll double check, but I believe so. So anyway, that's Sarachim. Okay, we'll stop here, and in Mishnah tomorrow, we'll start the Gemara again, and you know, Gemara should text us the regular way.